From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Strong words from President Obama about what he called Russia's barbarous airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. The White House says the president spoke by telephone Thursday with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Both agreed that Russia and the Assad regime bear a special responsibility for stopping the fighting and letting humanitarian aid get in. Secretary of State John Kerry said earlier the U.S. is on the verge of suspending diplomatic talks with Russia because of Moscow's continued bombing of rebels in eastern Aleppo.
It's one of those, you know, moments where we're going to have to pursue other alternatives for a period of time, barring some clearer indication by the warring parties that they're prepared to consider how to approach this more effectively.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Friday that Russian airstrikes across the country in the past year have killed more than 9,000 people, including many civilians. Meanwhile, President Obama says that Shimon Peres's determination to coexist with Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's next generation and its friends. During a eulogy at the funeral for the late Israeli leader, Obama praised Peres as one of the giants of the 20th century, likening him to other iconic leaders like Nelson Mandela and Queen Elizabeth.
He understood in this war-torn region, where too often Arab youth are taught to hate Israel from an early age, he understood just how hard peace would be.
Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago and died Wednesday at the age of 93. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.